Well, good morning. We hope your Thanksgiving is off to a terrific start. Now, I know at this time of the day, if you're like the rest of us, you're probably not normally thinking about the big meal of the day. Certainly not preparing it. But today's Thanksgiving, so there's a very good chance that you are probably listening in the kitchen right now, getting some things prepared for that big meal of the day, the Thanksgiving feast, as folks get ready to come over to the house and enjoy the holiday. So, what's the biggest worry that you have when it comes to preparing the holiday feast? Is it dealing with the turkey itself? Just making sure that it's done properly, that it doesn't dry out, that it's done at the right time so that you don't have some things that have been sitting there a while and getting cold and other things that are just heating up? Or is it the fact that you have so many things that all have to be prepared at the same time, whether it's hot or cold? All these things have to be done at the same time. Do you have enough folks to help you out? Are there enough hands in the kitchen? Are there too many people in the kitchen and nothing gets done? Or is it perhaps that you only have one oven? You've got a turkey in there and you've got stuffing and perhaps some mashed potatoes you were hoping to throw in there, a couple casseroles, maybe some rolls and things that were going to go in there. There's just not enough space. There are so many issues when it comes to the Thanksgiving feast that it can really stress folks out. Now, if this isn't your first time doing Thanksgiving, do you remember the very first time that you hosted the Thanksgiving feast? Remember the nerves? Remember the stress, the worry? You're just afraid that you maybe forgot something along the way, or perhaps just things weren't going to go your way and you worked yourself up into a frenzy making sure because there are so many people depending upon it. Well, it's not that bad stressing out. The first time that you host that Thanksgiving meal, there are some things you might want to remember. The website thekitchen.com throws out some essentials to know when you're hosting that Thanksgiving feast for the very first time. So if this is your first time, pay attention. You might find a few things that might help you out. At least take some of the stress out of it. Their number one suggestion when it comes to hosting Thanksgiving feast for the very first time is never turn down help. Thanksgiving is often some sort of a potluck affair, and that's the beauty of it. Maybe folks want to bring certain things. That would be awesome, especially if it's something that has to be thrown in the oven. Perhaps a casserole of some sort, something that needs space in the oven and you just don't have it because you've got that turkey in there. Well, let friends and family bring some things along and be shameless about delegating the parts of the meal that stress you out. Go ahead and do that. Maybe some folks want to bring some other things too. Perhaps there are some cold dishes that folks want to bring, some sorts of salads. That's okay. As long as you have space to be able to handle all those things when they get there, it's a lot easier if other folks can prepare them elsewhere and bring them along. Another tip, now some of these things don't fit real well because today is Thanksgiving, so you can't do a lot of things ahead of time, but make as much ahead of time as possible is another stress reliever that they have for the holiday meal. They say the worst part of the meal is the last minute rush. Folks always talk about some of their favorite tips for Thanksgiving, or any big dinner for that matter, where you're having a lot of people over. And one of the things they talk about is when you're planning your menu, look for dishes that can be made ahead of time. Even if you can't make a full dish ahead of time, there might be ways to peel off pieces, like toasting nuts or breadcrumbs before you get to that day. There are always some things you can do, and sometimes depending upon different casseroles you might be making. You can work on those very early in the day and then set those aside in the refrigerator until it's time for them to actually be cooked. So anything you can do ahead of time, well ahead of time, take advantage of that. Another tip that they give you, and this is a pretty self-explanatory one, they suggest that you don't experiment with new recipes on the holidays. Thanksgiving is all about the classics. So make sure you stick with the tried and true. They say over and over again, leave your brain free to deal with the turkey, especially if it's your first time. Don't get caught up in trying to be too creative on new experiments. Another one is to start early on your non-food preparation. Not just the food needs to be prepped early. You're probably pulling out serving dishes that need to be washed, perhaps some extra silverware you haven't used in a while, maybe counting napkins to make sure that you have enough. Do all of those things early. If you can do them before today hits, that would be great. But if you haven't done them yet, get after that early this morning. And then double check all your serving plates and utensils, iron the tablecloth, all those kinds of things. In fact, that can be some of the things maybe the kids or some other family members can do for you, so you can concentrate on the other things. Another tip is to consider making the turkey the day before. Now, we can't do that, of course, right now. And I'm not sure about how that would work, but they say, you know, rolls, cranberry sauce, certain things you can make ahead of time, days ahead. Casseroles can sit in the fridge before they bake, but what about turkey? And they say that sometimes it's easier, and they suggest it's a lot easier if you make the turkey the day before. I don't know about that one. Of course, at this point in time when you're listening, you can't do that anyway, but I think that would certainly dry out if you did it early. I would prefer it to be done on the day of and be served right out of the oven. But whatever works best for you. Another one is maybe to set the table early. Now, they suggest perhaps the night before. Well, it's too late now for that, but early in the day. Don't fuss with the table. Get it set early so you got your goals in sight. And if you, here's a tip for cat owners, by the way. They say also throw a sheet over the table once you set it. That way the curious kitties will stay away and not mess things up too. That's probably a good point. Here's another suggestion they give you is have a cocktail or wine ready to go. Maybe have a wine chilling in the fridge or a pitcher of sangria ready to be poured. If everyone has a drink in their hand when they stop by the house at first, well, they really won't care if dinner's served an hour later than what you planned. And there you have it. You can always just keep them entertained and keep something in their hand while they're enjoying. Of course, you can always have some of those other things out, too. We always, at our grandmother's house, we always used to have all kinds of other things out there, the relish tray type items, things that you could graze through. And that would keep people kind of busy and keep them away from the main cooking area, too, so you didn't have too many cooks spoiling the big meal. Here's another one, too. They suggest that don't make a big deal over the appetizers. You know, we sometimes think we have to have all these different options out there, but the reality is turkey is the big deal. Thanksgiving is a huge meal, so don't stress out about appetizers. Ask someone else maybe to bring one, or just put out some store-bought crackers and dip. Don't go too overboard on those kinds of things, because quite frankly, when it comes to sitting down to the big meal, I don't think folks are going to remember whether or not the crackers and cheese were real good. I think they're going to remember whether the turkey, because that's the key part of the meal, whether that was excellent or not. And also remember, they say it's fine to buy parts of your meal. If you know a great bakery, buy a pie. If you don't like making gravy, well, you can get some from grocery stores. There's nothing wrong with buying a few pieces of the meal, especially if it takes or makes for a more relaxing day for you. And they talk about that over and over again. There's nothing wrong with that at all. Make it easy for you, and everyone will nobody will notice, and nobody will really care that much. Also, number 10 is to make a timeline and a master list of everything that needs to happen. You want to avoid that last-minute overload by counting backward from the time dinner is served and then scheduling out prep time and oven time. This can stick on the fridge or wherever else you'll see it. And they also suggest it could be helpful to set alarms on your phone for really key moments, like when you're supposed to put the turkey in the oven, so you kind of keep yourself on schedule. They also joke a little bit, too, about some things that you need to do to essentials for that first Thanksgiving dinner. They suggest that you don't forget to shower. On that master list of events, you might want to schedule in some time to primp or shower. And they said, seriously, you do need to schedule it because time can slip away from you very rapidly. A lot of folks like to get up early and get everything ready. And, you know, turkey's got to go in the oven a few hours early. So they get up and they get things going and figure, well, as soon as I get that turkey in the oven, then I'm going to get myself put together because I've got a little time then. Well, isn't that always about the time the first doorbell rings and the first relative walks in, and you haven't even gotten yourself ready yet? So be prepared. And then the last tip that they have for the first time you're hosting Thanksgiving at your house, simply relax, have some fun, and remember to live in the spirit of the holiday. Biggest piece of advice is just relax. Remember, people come over to gather with you and with one another. They're not trying to be entertained. They're just trying to be together. So ask for help, laugh a lot, and remember, the turkey can rest for an hour while you finish everything else. And above all, make sure you find moments of gratitude. It's a busy, messy, loud, and delicious holiday. But remember, it's called Thanksgiving. So make sure you take some time out to remember why you're together. And remember how, in some cases, how little opportunity we have anymore to get together as family and friends in these types of settings. So learn to relax, look around, and enjoy everything that you have, including all those friends and relatives that you love spending time with here on the holiday. Have yourself a happy Thanksgiving and make it a safe day.